It's business tip time. Whether it's marketing, sales, operations, etc., I'm bringing you quick tips across a variety of topics to help elevate your business. Let's get it. Protecting yourself and your business legally is important, but hiring a lawyer can be costly and/or intimidating. My friend Karen DeZwart solved this problem by founding her practice, Not Your Father's Lawyer. In addition to flat fee legal services, she has legal templates that are plug and play. I used her templates for my podcast guest release and for my coaching services agreement, and it couldn't have been easier. Head to the link in the show notes and get legally legit today. Hello, everyone. Well, I'm back today with Matt Vaught, tattoo artist and viral TikToker. We did a beautiful interview yesterday that I absolutely urge you to listen to. I think it is one of the most important interviews, if not the most important, that I've ever done. A little bit about Matt before we jump into it. He is born and raised in Orange County, California. His expressive nature was first discovered in the art of music as a drummer and lyricist, and it was there that his utter fascination with tattoo culture began to develop. But it wasn't until he was incarcerated in California's infamous prison system that he discovered his natural talent for visual arts. Today, he has a voracious appetite for progress and growth and continues to push the limits with an unbreakable spirit, turning tragedy into triumph, holding on to his theory that limitation only exists in the mind. So, Matt, you started your TikTok account in March of 2021. Within 3 months, you grew it to over 1 million followers. Yes, you heard that right. 1 million followers. And Matt, you're quoted as saying that for years on Instagram, you hid behind photos of your tattoos because as an artist, you wanted your work to speak for itself. But you were told by quite a few people that you needed to show more of yourself and your personality. And since you weren't willing to take your clothes off, you went with the personality.
Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of people, and you have a great personality too, which everyone needs to listen to your interview to feel more of that. But a lot of people, they have a really hard time showing up on social media, showing their face, putting it out there. So tell us, what tips do you have to put it out there, to show up, and what helped you grow your following to over 1 million on TikTok?
Yeah. First, I would just want to say, yeah, it is scary, obviously, to show more of yourself and to be sort of exposed and vulnerable in front of, you know, the public eye. It's a very scary thing. And we all have insecurities, you know, and those things will flare up when you do that. And, you know, what I've learned the most, I think, from this whole journey on TikTok is that, you know, honestly, no matter what you do, if you're in the public eye, there's going to be, you know, just about around 50-50, where like 50% of the people hate you for what you just did, and the other 50% love you for what you just did, right? No matter what you do. Of course, there are exceptions to that rule, and, you know, you shouldn't obviously, you know, walk around the streets in San Diego naked, you know, masturbating, because everybody's going to hate you for that. But you know, for the most part, if you just kind of push forward and then it's going to be that way. It's going to be around 50-50. And for me, that really helped me to realize, that I need to just be myself, you know, and I need to like show people of me being myself essentially. Cause it's like, and there's a freedom in that, because, when you're yourself, yeah, you're still going to get hate. And that's going to be kind of tough to deal with. But there's going to be just as many people, if not more, that love you for that. Right. And that was like sort of one of those light bulb experiences, that I had with this TikTok journey. And there's something very liberating about kind of being able to be, you know, unadulterated and unfiltered and just you, you know? Now I understand that that can be scary, because not all of us know who we are deep down, you know? And a lot of us have been walking around playing in character for a long time, you know, but, if you can get in touch with yourself, and just be kind of genuinely yourself, I would say that's the best way to be.
I can agree more. I think authenticity is everything. Did it take you like positive feedback or anything like that to start showing up? Like, it was scary at first, you said, but what began to make it less so?
Well, there's a couple factors in that. So I had help, you know, blowing up on TikTok. I had had a kid come in for a tattoo. I'm not a child, but you know, she's 20 years old. I'm
just to clarify, so. No minors getting tattooed.
no minors. But you know, she sought me out for my artwork, and she came to get tattooed. And while I was tattooing her, she said that she was a, you know, social media manager and marketing, you know, person. So she knew how to work social media, which has been, you know, confusing and frustrating me since the beginning. So, you know, I was like, well, that's crazy, because I've been needing somebody like you to kind of like show me how to do this, you know. And like at the time, I had my first video, quote unquote, blow up on TikTok, and I had like 136 followers from it, you know. And so I had 136 followers when I met her. And she looked at my social media and was like, here's what you need to do, and like this and that. And I was like, well, okay, what, like TikTok, can you like help me with a video, you know? And she's like, yeah. And so we shot a video like a couple days later, and the first video that she shot with me, like skyrocketed, went up into the millions, it went viral. When you get a video that goes viral, you get a lot of followers off of that. And, you know, so we did that, and, you know, kind of kept going and did a couple more, and then another one shot up, and another one, and another one, and just kind of kept rolling. And before I knew it, like literally 3 months after we started, I broke a million followers, you know, and, that was, it was a skyrocket like no other, you know. And there was a lot of ups and downs in there, you know, but it was just kind of a crazy ride. I don't know, it was just crazy. But and there was a lot of hate at first too, you know, and she warned me about that. She's like, you're gonna get haters, but like fuck them anyways, like who cares what they say. And at the time I was like, yeah, fuck them. But like, you know, there are definitely days where I'm like, I wake up in the morning and I'm already kind of not feeling, you know, so hot. And then I read a couple comments or like a few comments or like a bunch of comments even where they're like, these people are just thrashing me.
When people on TikTok are savages,
they're vicious, man.
It's and so like, different than Instagram, isn't it?
Yeah. It is and it isn't, because like then I recently had a video blow up on Instagram where I was getting a lot of hate on that one too. You know, and that can be very difficult to deal with. Like I would definitely say, you know, there's an attraction for a lot of people like to be like famous, even if it's like TikTok famous or virtual fame, but like there's a lot of shit that goes with that, and you have to sort of develop a tough skin. And like, my skin was not as tough as I had thought it was when I started. And there were definite days where I felt like giving up on the whole thing. Cause I was just like, oh my God, like they hate me. I probably just ruined my career. Now everybody knows like I'm an imposter, you know, like that whole imposter syndrome showing up. And it was just a ride, but pushing through that and continuing to do that, got me to that light bulb moment where I was like, cause then I would have also fans that would like jump on those people and like start like defending. Right. And so like that feeling of having somebody like rush toward, like, I didn't have to fight these trolls, you know? And, like they would troll and they would hate on me. And then like, I would have people just like slamming them,
doing the bidding.
You know, and what's cool is like, when you get people, that's another thing. One of the tips on TikTok is like being controversial, because if you get people fighting in the comments, like your views go way up.
That's
way, way up. Okay. Yeah. So don't, like, I know people that, you know, they'll delete the hateful comments.
Oh, right? I did that on my video that went viral. I was like, I don't need this negative energy in here. Wish I wouldn't have.
it's a double-edged sword for sure. Because yeah, it also brings up, you know, for whatever reason in the algorithm, it makes it go more viral because more people are talking and engaging on your post, right? And so it just like skyrockets. So don't delete the negative comments, man. Just learn to kind of let it roll off. Don't let it bother you. Understand that these people that are saying these hateful comments have most likely been stuck in a room for the last year and a half with zero social interaction, nothing going for them in their lives, you know? So like their opinion of you based on a 30-second or 15-second or even up to a minute video really doesn't matter. It's not you. Like they cannot judge you off of that. Yeah. So like letting that hate just kind of slide. And I'm not perfect at it still. There's still a comment that'll get through to me when I'm already pissed off. I'm just like, you know what, dude, like you're a troll and you're as ugly inside as you are outside. And you know, like but I really try not to feed into that. Right. And I feel like the less that I respond to the hateful comments, the less I sort of feed the bad wolf, if you will.
100%. Well, and that's so helpful, all of it. And I guess the final question that I would have for you on this, like, do you notice that there's a particular type of content? Like, is it videos of you like doing funny stuff? Is it just the tattoo video? Like, what does the best for you? What do you think that people are the most attracted to?
Yeah. So for me, I mean, if you look at my profile, you'll see a very sort of similar style with a lot of the videos, you know, and I do little side things here and there and try to keep it interesting, honestly, more for myself than anybody.
Yeah.
But you definitely, once you find something that works for you, you kind of have to, you don't have to stay in that exact thing, right? Which I sort of did. And I kind of pigeonholed myself that way a little bit to where like, I almost sort of have to put out the same type of video now. Mm-hmm. But you do have to sort of make your brand, right? Mm-hmm. So like coming up with your brand and the way you do that, like, I mean, you still have to do trends too. Like if you want to be big on TikTok, you have to have your brand. You have to like do your version of trends. If you can have like your brand be like a couple different sort of formulas for videos, right? If you have like three different formulas, so you got three different types of videos going, plus you're jumping on trends, that'll keep it more interesting for you as well as for your viewers, because, honestly, like when I try to do something new now, it gets hardly any views. And I'm like, oh, I'm stuck, you know, like I have to do the same thing over and over again. Yeah. And, you know, and the other thing being, and you know, Jake, the biggest tattoo artist on TikTok, Jake Carmel, he's also become a friend of mine through this. And, he gives me tips all the time, you know, cause he's been doing this for over 2 years now. And I've just been in it since March. But he says, dude, like do this for you, like post it and then don't worry about the views. Like literally do not worry about the views. Just have a good time doing this and it'll pay off.
Yeah. So being true to yourself, having fun with it, serving the niche and the audience, maybe having like a couple different flavors plus the trends, and then not paying attention to trolls.
Yes.
Well, wonderful tips. And I just am so happy for you and all of your success. Where can people find you if they're looking for a tattoo and they're in, well, I guess they don't even have to be in the area. They could travel, but where can people find you, connect with you and get tattooed by you?
Yeah. So my TikTok, obviously my handle is @tattoo_Matt. And, if you type in tattoo, I think I'm like the top one that comes up in the search anyways. But my Instagram is MattVaught_tattoo. And that's, Matt, MattVaugh_tattoo. And, and my website, of course, has a consultation form built into it where you can fill it out and we can get the appointment process started. And that's mattvaugh.com. You can also find my link tree on my Instagram, and as well as travel updates. I will be traveling to a lot of different conventions and guest spots, especially this coming year. So if you don't live in the area and you can't make it out here, I may be coming to your area. So it's good to sort of, you know, keep up to date on that, or at least follow along just so you can see if I'm coming your way.
I love it. Well, and I can't wait to come in and sit in the chair or lay on the table. We'll see what I'm in the mood for. But yeah, this is
I think we got you coming in pretty soon too, huh?
Yeah. Well, I was going to try to come in. What would that be, in like 2 weeks, but you're doing a guest spot that day. So in San Diego, this episode will drop after that. So we're going to miss the San Diego folks, but, I'm glad that you're traveling around so that you can put beautiful artwork on people all over the country.
Yes, that's the dream.
Truly. Well, thank you so much for coming back on, Matt. It's been a true pleasure. And again, if you all did not listen to the interview that dropped yesterday, make sure to do that. Again, I think it is one of the most important, if not the most important interviews I've ever done. So thank you again, Matt. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
What you track grows. Grow What Matters with the 90-Day Cycle to New Habits Journal and stay focused on what will move your business forward. Pick up your copy today at 90dayhabits.co and use code CITRO, that's C-I-T-R-O, for 10% off. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If today's episode added value to your life in some way, please subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and share it with someone who needs this. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram and hear how the show has inspired you. So tag me or slide into the DMs. Find me at Corporate Dropout Official or Alessia Citro. That's A-L-E-S-S-I-A-C-I-T-R-O and 2 underscores. Until next time, remember that you're a badass. Stay focused, stay hungry, and dare to drop out.